Mitch, please.
All right, guys, we got some audio from Amari Cooper, the new Bills wide receiver, who we talked about earlier in the show. Right. Had a touchdown or this past week. Had this to say about the Bills fan base in connection to his previous fan bases.
It's very impressive. I mean, you know, the fans, they it has a good feel to the game. Like I said, it just felt different, the fans, for some reason. I kind of got the warning throughout the week that the fans are very passionate. I have been a part of a lot of very passionate fan bases. You know, I played for the Raiders, the Cowboys, the Browns, Alabama. But this one, it seems a little bit more heightened. So I guess that's a good thing.
You know, this fits in with something we said earlier in the show, that in the end, it doesn't matter what team any of these players are on, they're going to say, they could be in Jacksonville,
yep,
they will say you are the best fans in the country.
Buffalo is good.
It is. Of course it is.
Yeah, but had he went to the Panthers.
Oh, there's one thing that is sure about these fans down here in the Carolinas.
They're battle tested. They keep pounding.
I know fans don't love to hear that because they do. You know, my whole life I've been hearing we have the best fans in the world. And I've gotten the chance to go to some other places. I've come back here, and I think a lot of it checks out. I think we are really, really good fans. I think there are a lot of other places that also say the exact same thing. And yeah, the players, they don't really, really see anything different from city to city.
That's why I was so shocked at some of the stuff I was seeing yesterday. Because, again, and so many people, I don't believe you. Okay, I'm only telling you guys, that looking into the microphone or looking into the camera on the microphone, I can only tell you about what I went with. It was not a topic of conversation in the seats about the fans' reaction to Deshaun Watson yesterday. It just was not. To the group of fans that I was with, it was not a conversation. It was, he got hurt. That guy down there, he's cheering. Yeah, but these people are telling him to shut up. And then that was it. That was it. Get home. There it is. And Browns fans are this. This is why we're the worst fan base in the NFL. Get 70,000 people in there. There's going to be a couple of goofballs there who espouse some opinions you ain't going to agree with. And it's going to look ugly. It's going to be that way. But to them, every single fan base is the same. If I were in Pittsburgh, if I were born in Aliquippa, Pennsylvania, and I was on 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, guess how I would feel about Pittsburgh Steelers fans? Guess how I'd feel about Carolina Panthers fans if I was from Mooresville, North Carolina?
What if you took that money in Milwaukee?
I wouldn't have felt that. That's why I didn't take that money in Milwaukee. We've been over this several times. Can you not say that when Jeff's walking by?
Three times the salary, I believe, was what was thrown around.
You can't say I don't love the fans. I turned down three times more in Milwaukee to stay with you.
By
so I don't want to hear nothing.
By the end of the week, it'll be five times. So hypothetical. Here is the reality, though. This guy had the worst relationship with a fan base than anybody else in the league. And I would say, could I not argue in sports? Can you remember a guy this hated by his fan base?
Who?
Deshaun.
No.
Who had a worse relationship? He didn't do himself any favors. And I mean, we can go over that. And again, we could say yesterday, the two of us, and I think everybody on this show, say when we saw tears from Deshaun Watson, we did find it in ourselves, no matter all the bad things we've said about him, felt bad.
It confirmed that he did care.
Yes. Yes. And all,
the stuff that was being said about him not caring, he gets his paycheck. Like, no, that is a guy who questions whether or not he's ever going to play football again and whether it's even worth it to play football again. That's all there was there. I mean, that's...
But from moment one, this was not a player drafted here, right? And the player that left was very popular. Now, his popularity had started to wane a little bit, but still, Baker Mayfield, still very popular to this day in Cleveland. And so Deshaun had to hit the ground running. Instead, he hit the ground with a suspension. Then the following year, did not play well to start out, showed rust, then started to play a little better, then got injured for the rest of the year. Came back this year, and he was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's injured again.
So
this fan base never warmed up to him, and let's be honest, he was never a good messenger. He never endeared himself to most of the fans. I know he did some work in the community. I want to point that out. He absolutely did some work, and there are some school districts here locally, and we'll say it, in the inner city, that they love Deshaun Watson. I mean, didn't he purchase the rings
for Glenville?
So, of course, to those kids, he is an influential figure in their lives. But to everybody else in Cleveland, he was as close to as despised as I've ever seen a Cleveland athlete.
And, I mean, yeah, you just said it right there. There's really no more I can really expand on it with. But, yeah,
Well, there's a problem with that. You're saying that like it's over. He's still got years on this contract.
Yeah, but him as a viable player, yesterday was the end. As far as
for a guaranteed starting quarterback job.
And for Anthony and for Browns fans.
There's
an ownership group. There's a front office. There's a coaching staff.
No, they're ready to make that change. I can't sit there and tell you 100%. I'm not going to tell you 100%. They're drafting a quarterback. It's going to happen. Get your draft cards ready. Get out your books. Whether it's Hub Arkish, whether it's Dane Brugler, the great Dane Brugler, get them all out again, guys. It's going to happen. They're drafting a quarterback. There's no point of wasting your time and breath on any other position. Unless Dorian Thompson-Robinson comes out and plays well. Even if Jameis Winston were to go out there and light up the Cleveland sky, those other QBs would have to play so terribly for them to not draft a quarterback. They're taking a quarterback. It's the one they can afford, and it's the one that can get people to buy in again. They're drafting a quarterback, so get it ready. And then that guy's going to go out there, and then you can bring Deshaun Watson back and have him on the sidelines and maybe let him take a breather for a second and know that the weight of the world isn't on his shoulders. And then if he has to go in, we'll see where it goes.
Well, I wonder, all hands on deck already yesterday. Vrabel was on the sidelines. Depot
was back
at temp.
I thought he was going to have a game day.
He wasn't. He wasn't supposed to be.
Yeah.
He's really not
down there, and I went, oh, that's interesting.
We've confirmed this. He's barely been around. He has not been around as much as I think some people thought he would be. And now all of a sudden he's on the sidelines, and Depot, Paulie D,
the weather was good.
The weather was very nice.
Weather was good.
I'd say he has to clean out his office. He doesn't have an office. There's nothing to clean out.
You know, we've only just begun. Of all the conversation and all the thoughts out there, we've only just begun.
Hey, Cavs Wednesday.
Here we go.
Let's go.
I'm going to tell you this.
Evan Mobley, the leap.
We're not supposed to worry about Max Strus out for 6 weeks.
Evan Mobley will make up for
here
all
it is.
Of that.
This is the year.
I'm not talking about a DTR leap, okay, or Myles Garrett leaping over the line to block a field goal. I'm talking about an Evan Mobley's career leap.
Let me just say, 99% of Browns fans are great folks. I'm not going to let 1% of Browns fans are out there whooping it up, ruin the experience for all Browns fans, and neither should Browns fans.
I wonder how it's going to go today.
Straight out.
Because I've seen some people blasting Cleveland. Then I saw Mina Kimes was like, wait, we're making him the victim now? Deshaun Watson. So I'm curious to see how this plays throughout the day because everybody is going to have a big take on this.
We'll be back tomorrow, 6 to 10.